Moving on, now, Pakistani opposition supporters stage several sit-ins protests across the city of Karachi.
We have all gathered here at the call of Imran Khan to support his movement for a new Pakistan. Since last night, we have staged sit-ins at 27 points in Karachi, ensuring a complete shutdown strike. As a result, Karachi is closed completely and everyone is supporting us, and a new Pakistan will emerge.
Protests were held by supporters of Imran Khan's Tehreek-e-Insaf, or Movement for Justice Party. The sit-ins forced the closure of shops, transport services and educational institutions. Khan led a month-long anti-government campaign in Islamabad that shut down the capital and sparked clashes with security forces. The main opposition party led by Khan demands the resignation of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, accusing him of fraud in the 2013 elections that brought him to power. To discuss that further, we're now joined by Javed Rana, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from the Pakistani capital. Now, Javed, you know, it was one thing to protest in Islamabad or other cities, but certainly I would imagine protesting in Karachi sends a strong signal because it is the economic hub of the country.
Yes, but unfortunately, you know better than I do, Karachi is quite used to of similar shutdown by the ethnic political party, MQM. And today we have seen a sort of reputation, but certainly the good thing is that there was no violence. It was by and large a peaceful protest, a signal, a message to the Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif that Imran Khan and his party is still on the ground. They're holding grounds and they are trying to basically bring a situation to a level where Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif could be forced to resign, or he set up a judicial commission on the terms and conditions set by the opposition. Now, the problem is that the judicial commission in theory has already been set up. That judicial commission, according to the notification that has been issued by the federal government, that says that it will probe into the allegations of Imran Khan that there was a rigging and the Chief Justice of Pakistan, the former Chief Justice of Pakistan, was involved, the Prime Minister himself was involved. Now, apparently, there is no proof of all these allegations. There are circumstantial evidence which suggests that they might be involved. But certainly there are proof, and the proof will emerge when those ballot boxes would be opened. And that is not happening, and that is what the judiciary is not cooperating with the opposition parties. Then that is where real problem lies. And I think by and large, the situation is now reaching to a point where government is probably would be forced to listen to Imran Khan, and government has already said it is going to renegotiate with opposition. But again, the bigger question is on whose terms and conditions.
Okay, Javed, as always, thanks very much for that. That was Javed Rana, Press TV's correspondent, speaking to us live from Islamabad.